This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Roger Stone, fresh off his new show on the number one station in New York, WABC, and President Trump on today. That went out on the radio. It's about to go on the web in mere minutes. We're going to give you some exclusive clips of it. Powerful information discussed. Well, the latest on the deep state ongoing coup against the Republic with Roger coming up in the next segment when some stations join us. But first, here's a few minutes of the beginning of the interview with Roger and the true president of the United States, Donald John Trump, the 45th and 46th president of the United States.
I first started urging Donald Trump to run for president in 1988, again in 2000, once again in 2012, and then finally 2016, when the time and the man were exactly right. I believe that Donald Trump was put in place by the Lord at a pivotal time in American history. Knowing Donald Trump for 44 years, unfortunately, made me a target of the Robert Mueller witch hunt. So you may recognize me from CNN, because on January 25th, 2019, at 6 o'clock in the morning, 29 heavily armed FBI agents in full SWAT gear and brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons stormed my home to arrest me for the first time nonviolent crime of lying to Congress under oath in my voluntary testimony before the House Intelligence Committee regarding Russian collusion that we now know definitively, based on the report of Special Counsel John Durham, never actually happened. I was subjected to a Soviet-style show trial in Washington, D.C., in which virtually all of my rights were violated. The judge essentially disallowed any reasonable defense. I had a corrupted jury forewoman who testified during jury selection that she had no idea who I was and was unfamiliar with the controversy surrounding the charges against me, but who it turned out had attacked me and President Donald Trump by name on her Twitter and Facebook profiles, but had them on a private setting during jury selection and during my trial. At trial, the government provided no evidence whatsoever of Russian collusion or actual WikiLeaks collaboration. I was charged with process crimes. On November 3rd, 2020, after receiving both a commutation of my sentence before I was to report to a dank Georgia prison, where I think the plan was for me to die of COVID, and being pardoned at Christmas of 2020. By the way, look that up on the internet. It's very hard to find. I was heartened to see the final, long-redacted, long-hidden final report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller that was disgorged on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020, only by the order of a federal judge, which said that even Robert Mueller could not sugarcoat the fact that he had found, quote, no factual evidence of Russian collusion. WikiLeaks.
Now, again, we're gonna come back and have more of this. He's about to go to Trump, but it's important he set up this preface, because everything happening to Trump's been done to Roger, and they admit it was all a fraud, just like the five or six or seven other witch hunts on Trump. And they do it again and again, and they get more desperate and more ridiculous and more insane as they tiptoe up towards the assassination of President Trump. But make no mistake, they're trying to steal the election 2024 right now in front of us. He talked to the president today live on air. He talked to him off air. We'll see what spirits Trump is in and where this is all going. And now we're more than 48 hours into this indictment. The public is really responding angrily. It's backfiring even bigger than Alvin Bragg and the kangaroo operation there in the state of New York. So this Jack Smith character is really stepped in the you-know-what. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, just hours ago, Roger Stone, top political analyst, the confidant of Trump over many, many years, interviewed the man that pardoned him for his political prosecution a few years ago. And here's a few minutes of Roger interviewing the president. We're going to post the full interview on InfoWars.com. We've got a lot more to talk with Roger about, who's live with us via video uplink right now. But here's part of that WABC interview.
Now it is my honor to welcome the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, Roger, thank you very much. It's my honor to be doing your first show. Your show is going to be very successful. I know you. You have a lot to say, but a lot of smart things to say, and I think you're going to have a tremendous success. So it's my honor to be on your first show, and I guess your first guest.
Mr. President, I cannot thank you enough. Let's get right into it, because there is so much news. I saw you yesterday on the stump. I really think your speech in Georgia was one of the best stump speeches I've ever seen you give, and I'm a longtime observer of the Trump magic. I saw it when we went to New Hampshire in 1988. You were never that interested in running for president that year, but I really wanted you to run. But I saw the chemistry that you had with voters, an ability to reach voters that, let's face it, Mitt Romney, John McCain could never reach. It is therefore extraordinary to me that now, with you are the overwhelming favorite for renomination and leading Joe Biden in the general election polls, that special counsel Jack Smith has dropped an indictment on the exact same day that House Republicans discovered undisputed evidence that Vice President Joe Biden and his son each took $5 million bribes to ensure that Biden would pressure a Ukrainian government to fire a prosecutor who was investigating corruption in Ukraine involving Hunter Biden and Burisma. Is this a coincidence, Mr. President?
So I don't think so. I think they are bad people. I think they're thugs. If you remember, this was the learner. This was the person that was so bad on the IRS scandal. I guess it's Lois Lerner. It was a disaster for Christians, for evangelicals, and for people of faith. He was horrible. He was just absolutely horrible. I saw him yesterday. He was shaking and very nervous at the podium. He spoke for 2.5 minutes, and he couldn't get off fast enough because, you know, he has the power of the Justice Department, and he plays that big because he's a bully. But he's had a lot of losses, and this is a disgrace. This thing is a disgrace, and virtually everybody other than a lowlife like Bill Barr, who, I, as you know, I terminated because he was gutless. He wouldn't do what you're supposed to do. But everybody says this is a disgraceful indictment. It shouldn't happen. It was done for political reasons, but it was also done, I guess, to cover up the kind of a massive crime that's now being revealed by the Republicans in the House. It's incredible when you look at what happened, when you look at the kind of money that flows into the Biden family and to Joe Biden, by the way. And so they wanted to do a distraction. They'll probably come up with a jaywalking charge on Hunter in the not-too-distant future, you know, a very small charge, so they can say, well, it's fair. But this is a very unfair situation. We're living in a very, very corrupt country. We have open borders. We have horrible elections. I mean, just horrible elections. You take a look at what went on in the...
And Trump is the fanfare for the common man. We're going to skip the network breaks. We have more time with Roger Stone, but I wanted to play some of this powerful interview. We're live right now, but once Roger's off with us, we're going to take this interview and post it to Band.Out Video with the entire Roger Stone Trump interview up there for you to see that and to share that. Roger, I want to get into this case. I want to get into Jack Smith. I want to get into their desperation. I want to get into the timing and what you've learned since this happened. Since we talked Friday, we know a lot more now. But the bottom line is this, and I want to just say this to my listeners. Nobody is more upset at Trump about some things he's done than I am. But Trump is a good guy, and the deep state hates him. It's coming after him. But regardless, this is to keep us from voting for who is in the front-runner position. They stole the last election. They're trying to declare the American people their enemy and white supremacist terrorists. They're saying the same thing about Trump. If they can do this, they will be emboldened to a level never before seen. So it's true what he says. They're not coming after him. They're trying to get through him to get to us. We cannot allow them to railroad an elected president and a major political candidate. This is not the stuff of just banana republics. This is the stuff of North Korea that we're witnessing. So we have to absolutely get behind Trump through this and not be distracted with the fact that he wasn't perfect on policy or he should have done this, he should have done that. Because the deep state, if they're able to take him out, they're never going to take their boot off our neck, Roger.
Alex, I agree with you. I mean, look, there's a video out there. You can locate it several months ago where Joe Biden just openly blurts it out. Well, don't worry about Trump. We're not going to allow him to run. That's what this is really about. And I imagine that they are increasingly hysterical to see polls, respectable polls, legitimate polls, polls whose methodology I respect, showing that Donald Trump has a hefty lead against Joe Biden. This is a direct manifestation of the impact of the Biden policies on America. Record energy prices, food shortages, record inflation, a disastrous foreign policy where we're shipping billions of dollars to Ukraine, but not keeping track of where the money's going, inching us closer and closer and closer to World War III. The Chinese are emboldened. They're buying up half of America. They're buying up the prime ranch land, farmland, bridges, tunnels, public facilities, highways across the country. And the American people, I think, are now realize that the election to Joe Biden, to the extent that they elected him, was a massive mistake. But the cabal, the media Democrat Party cabal, which is broader than that, it really is a two-party cabal, the two-party duopoly, I call them, recognize that Trump still has a rock-hard support among working-class Americans. As I said in the interview, those voters that Mitt Romney and John McCain could never reach. And it is without denial. Look at the CBS poll today. Post-indictment poll, Trump lengthens his lead over Governor DeSantis to 61-23, with 14% saying that they lean to Trump. That would put Trump at 75%. This is a new, different Republican Party than we had under the Bushes. So they have done what they did with me, what they did with General Flynn, what they did to George Papadopoulos and others. This is lawfare. They're going to use the full weight of the judiciary system, the judicial system, to try to somehow eliminate Donald Trump as a candidate, either by disqualifying him or making it impossible for him to campaign because he's tied up with a trial, he's gagged, there are restrictions on his movement, and so on. This is it's a naked political play. Biden blurted it out, as you know, Alzheimer's patients sometimes do, a week, months ago. I've seen that.
And by the way, since you mentioned he's done it several times, I think this is the clip you're talking about. It's only 41 seconds long, so I like to show folks things when we can get it from the archive quickly. A great job, crew. Here it is.
That G7 conversation. conversation was tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run, making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
By the way, Trump should show that to the jury if it ever gets there. Here's the sitting president saying, through the legitimate efforts of the Justice Department, knowing the outcome, that he runs an agency. And this is just ridiculous. I'm glad you raised that, Roger. I'd forgotten that. Is that the clip you wanted?
Yeah, it's exactly the clip that I was referring to. But now you see it coming true. And I, as I said on the Stone Zone show at StoneZone.live on Friday, and I had a nice clip of Judge Andrew Napolitano, mutual friend of ours, who said,
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You didn't walk into the trap. You had a bad feeling. Couldn't get to the crowds. You didn't go January 6th. I got there to try to stop it. And then they still try to put us in jail saying we ran that. When now, did you see the congressman have now released the video of the police there, D.C. police, not Capitol police, ordering, commanding people to go in and, help, and going into the building. So it's all coming out that indeed this was staged.
I saw it. It's the whole thing is a fugazi. There's no question about it. But they would love to stage another one. And therefore, for patriots or any citizen who goes to Miami on Tuesday, which you have an absolute First Amendment right to do, keep in mind that it must be peaceful, it must be civil, and it must be legal in order to make it effective. Do not get stampeded. Do not get tricked into doing something that gets flipped back around against the president. You can hurt him more than you can help him if you can't go there to behave yourself. Laura Loomer's done an amazing job, as has Alex Otaola and others, of organizing caravans of people to go. People are coming from all over South Florida, all over the country, but it will only be effective if it is orderly.
No, I totally agree. You're getting ahead of that, because if a car backfires, you and I and Trump will be blamed. We'll have a special counsel trying to indict us, and you know we'll be doing subpoenas for the next 2 years. So let's talk about Fredo, who I know you're friends with, coming out saying this is wrong. Barney Frank coming out saying it's wrong. A bunch of Republican governors, the Virginia governor, saying it's wrong. Not as many as last time with the kangaroo operation in New York, but a lot of Republicans are telling the truth, but also a lot of Democrats are saying this is really dangerous. In 250 years, this has never been done. Do you want to elaborate on why it's never been done?
Look, I think it's always been understood that the Department of Justice would not levy charges against someone who's a candidate for federal office in the period before that election. It has always been a long-standing policy. But as I understand it, the special counsel actually subpoenaed Trump's lawyers, got a D.C. judge to order that the lawyers had to violate the attorney-client privilege and testify against Trump, as if there is no Sixth Amendment. I've never heard of such a thing. I don't know how they justify that. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I haven't read the indictment in detail. I'm reading some excellent, Jonathan Turley had an excellent piece on it, and others. But I think everybody misunderstands that if this was meant to take Donald Trump down, all you've done is turbocharge his campaign. All you have done is made him stronger. He is more resolute. I specifically asked him today, look, Mr. President, I got to ask this question. I've known you 44 years. I think I know the answer. But is there any circumstance whatsoever that you would drop out of this race? And he said, no, absolutely not, under no condition. So, and I believe that to be the case.
And by the way, congratulations on getting that giant interview. Everything you said in the interview is a headline everywhere. But you got to read to the bottom of the article to see it was your interview. But literally, I've seen like 100 articles that quote your interview, so it's exploded.
Well, I was honored to have him, and he gave me more time than I expected him to. But it was a wide-ranging interview, and he's absolutely about right. This is about keeping the disastrous policies that the country is suffering from today in place. I asked him specifically why, because I think this is a key point. Eisenhower was elected on a pledge to end the war in Korea. Nixon was elected on a pledge to end the war in Vietnam. Trump has pledged to end the war in Ukraine. He is the one person uniquely situated and qualified to do so. He is the one who cut off the Russian pipeline. He is the one who supplied offensive weapons to the Ukrainians. He is the one who told Vladimir Putin to his face, attack Ukraine and we will attack you. And as he's said in numerous interviews, Putin didn't know whether I was kidding or not. And he said, Putin said, you won't do that. And Trump said, yes, I will. And because Putin believed there was a 10% chance that Trump might do it, we had peace. We said there were no new foreign wars started during the 4 years of Donald Trump. In fact, he brought a number of our troops.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this. China won't even meet with U.S. officials now. North Korea won't even return phone calls. Everyone knows Biden's a joke. This is incredibly dangerous. So let me expand on this. We've talked about it twice, but I want to go back over it because it's so important, Roger, and you brought it back up a minute ago. Their main talking point, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and today, everywhere, Drudge Report, CNN, MSNBC, we're both news junkies. I mean, I just was everywhere. It's still there today. Oh, this isn't going to go the way the New York indictment went. Everyone's going to turn against Trump, and it's been even more of a supercharge. So are they going to have more indictments, which they say they are, which I mean, it's like they've been going after him for 6.5, 7 years with made-up crap. I mean, look, I don't want to say it was fun, and they've hurt us a lot with inside stuff and scams and the money it took to fight it, but I'm more popular than ever after two show trials. I mean, like, the love's like 99% now instead of 90%. Okay, so if that, and that was a more sympathetic, made-up, you know, exaggerated story they attacked me with. I'm not saying the thing they now, I'm saying their attack on me is not what I actually did. The whole corporate media's attack. But if that blew up in their face and Trump is 100% innocent of all this stuff, don't they understand they don't get to, like, I mean, it's almost becoming Christ level with beating him with bullwhips and crucifying and stabbing him with spears. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous here.
Yeah, but every time they say the same thing, we've really got him this time. This time we've got him. This time he's going down. I saw the Drudge headline. Is this the end of the Don? No, it isn't. I would say the Don is energized. I would say that Don's campaign is turbocharged. He's going to take this fight to the American people. It is a tortured path, 270 electoral votes, but I think they have virtually assured his nomination. I'm sorry, but Governor DeSantis had, you know, a couple hundred people. They said over 1,000. He had a couple people, 100 people in Oklahoma yesterday. They're willfully miscounting. When Governor Stitt, who's not a bad guy, said, you know, we love Ron DeSantis in Oklahoma, it was like that Jeb Bush moment in which he had to say, please clap, because there is no enthusiasm for his candidacy.
I don't even think DeSantis enters the discussion now, that we shouldn't even talk about him. Let's put that CBS scientific poll of voters across the political spectrum. Look at that. That's GOP likely primary voters. 76% say it was motivated politically. And go over those numbers again. We just saw a Rasmussen poll. 69% of Republicans are going to vote Trump. I mean, with a lead like that, that is insane.
You had 62 for Trump, 23 for DeSantis in the CBS poll. But Alex, another 14% said they were leaning Trump. So if you add 61 and 14, that's 75% of Republican primary voters. This party at the grassroots is an America First party, and they see through the politicization of these charges against him. So they have turbocharged him. Look, the difference in energy in his support at the time he announced and today is like day and night. I predict that his poll numbers will hold up. I predict that there will be a huge surge of small donations into his campaign, resulting in millions of dollars. Trump has never gotten money from the fat cats. He's never gotten money from the corporate elite. He's never been successful in raising a lot of money from the wealthy. That's not where his support is. His support is in millions of small and medium-sized donors, the men and women who are the backbone of this country, small business men and women. And he's going to...
So how do you think Jack Smith feels and his boss, Obama, how do you think they feel seeing his poll numbers explode even more with the new indictment?
They say to themselves, well, wait till we indict him two more times. That's all going to change. That's conjecture on my part. And I don't know that that's going to happen. Judge Napolitano was on my show Friday, thinks strongly that it is. There's some indication that that is the case.
All right, Roger, do 5 more minutes on the other side. I want to ask you, what will Trump do when he gets back in? Because right now, unless they kill him he's going to get reelected, then he can just pardon himself. So when Trump gets back in, barring assassination, what does he do day one? What does he need to pledge to right now? Roger Stone's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect to the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula, and it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your super female vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super female vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, if you're a TV viewer, you can see that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 stacks. And all of these are bombshell articles. I got ready for hours before the show. Have not covered really any of this because I've been focusing on the coup over our country, which is very important. But tomorrow, there'll be all the news I read tonight, tomorrow morning, and this. I'm going to cover all of this. This is all insane. But don't worry. When Roger leaves us here in about 5 minutes, I'm stealing part of Owen's time next hour. He loves it. He understands it. Alex Stein's coming in second hour with Owen. I've got this other great little 10-minute video I'm going to play as well, but I'm going to do a little bit in the next hour to hit some of this. Because, I mean, folks, I mean, I knew the left was crazy, but, man, these people are freaking nuts. I mean, the stuff they're doing, the stuff that I haven't had time to get to, is just cuckoo. But Roger, let me ask you these two questions. And we weren't complaining during the break. We were talking about the great victory and how we're waking the world up and how it's great to be in the battle, but we were also commiserating about what it's like to be broke, which makes our enemies happy. So we're going to talk about that here in a moment, too, because people want us in the fight. We're like pit bulls. We won't stop, but if you don't feed us and give us water, and after the fight bandages up, you can't expect us to be in the next fight. So we've won some big fights. We're like, you know, cockfighting. We're like both champion roosters that, like, killed 50 other roosters, but we got one eye and we're kind of stumbling around. You might want to take care of us a little bit before you throw us back in the ring here, or go ahead and, I guess, just turn us into soup, I guess, is the main plan. But if the globalists win. But seriously, Roger, two questions. What the hell does the Republican House need to be doing here to back up the president and you know, needle Dick McCarthy? And then you've got, I love MTG and all them, but they need to put major pressure now. I want action. I want impeachment against Biden. I know they think he's weak, but that goes after the deep state. I want impeachment of the FBI director. I want impeachment of the idiot attorney general. I mean, just all these crooks have been, the open borders, open and shut, they did it. Open borders, selective enforcement. I mean, just all the stuff they've done. How do they get on the offense? And then separately, what do we do in a year and a half when Trump is the president again? Because any scenario but assassination, folks, we already walked through it, he wins. He literally, because Comey's like, well, the main scenario, I believe, is he'll be in jail, elected president. Well, yeah, then he then he pardons himself. I mean, don't you guys, or if they kill him, that's even worse for him. So, Roger, those two important questions.
First of all, I really like James Comer. I really respect Jim Jordan. They've now told us, as has MTG, that they have the goods, that they have absolute, indisputable proof, both in terms of witness testimony and documents, that indicate that Joe Biden is guilty of treason, as well as bribery. And if that is the case, this is the one branch of the half of the legislative branch that Republicans have control of. They need to exercise their power, and they need to vote articles of impeachment. You'll remember that Al Green, a congressman from Texas, very early endorsing articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Everybody laughed him off as a progressive lunatic and a radical, but it was only a matter of time before the full leadership of his party embraced that position. So it is time to use the legislative power. If what they say to us is true, and I believe it is, that they have the goods. You have a press blackout. All the press is about these charges against Donald Trump. Excellent piece in today's New York Post, for example, about the entire lack of interest in the mainstream media regarding the corruption of the Bidens. And they try to say, oh, those are the discredited charges brought up a year ago by Rudy Giuliani. None of that's true. Well, that's not what Comer and Jordan, who are very serious guys, are telling us. So they need to make their move, because neither Joe Biden nor the media can ignore articles of impeachment passing the House and the scheduling of a trial in the Senate. Whether the votes are there in the Senate didn't faze the Democrats.
Exactly, because we put their ass on trial and fry them for Russiagate and open borders and the fentanyl and the weaponized judiciary and Hunter Biden. They can play the clip off his laptop saying, I work for the head of Chinese intelligence. I mean, we'll fry their ass. Go on the offense. But the Republicans are scared of the Justice Department indicting them. They're going to indict all of us if we don't beat them. I mean, folks, at a certain point, you got to stop being scared. And Roger's proven he didn't back down. They were on the news. They told Roger. They told his lawyers, you just fry Trump. We'll drop these charges. And they convicted him in a kangaroo court, and he still didn't lie about Trump because there was nothing there. And I'm telling you, more people, America was... I apologize for that. I'm my old self for really getting angry, cutting over people, interrupting, and I'm trying not to blow up. But damn it, man, we're having our whole future stolen by a freaking out-of-control, snot-nosed bureaucracy with little gremlins like Peter Strzok. I mean, I will not sit here and be ruled by these pedophiles.
Okay, Alex, you got to quit mincing words. You got to quit holding it all in. You got to tell people what you really think. Let me go to your second question. which is what should Trump do if he is reelected, I should say, when he is reelected, because I believe he will ultimately be reelected. He needs to do what John Kennedy said he was going to do, smash the intelligence agencies into a million pieces and scatter them to the wind. It is time to clean house with the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security and to stack those agencies with patriotic Americans who understand the rule of law. It's so funny to watch the Democrats constantly talking about the rule of law. This was the famous saying of Adam Schiff and Jamie
Raskin. And no one is above the law when they are above the law.
Exactly. They told us about Nixon and Watergate. No person is above the law. What about Hillary Clinton? She destroyed 33,000 emails, some of which even James Comey said were classified. She used
a
hammer.
She's selling ball caps saying, oh, what about her emails, making jokes about it?
Yeah, no, they're mocking the two-tiered justice system that you and I have both lived through. So, look, Trump has got balls of steel. He is a Superman in the sense that he is undaunted. He is determined. He's more resolute than he's ever been. He's not depressed. He's not hysterical. He's not unhinged. He's not exhausted. All those things are fake news media narratives. I've never actually seen him this resilient. His speech in Georgia was one of the best speeches I've ever seen. And I've been watching Trump speeches for 44 years. I don't know how a man 76 years old keeps up.
And that's why the media spun it, that it was his biggest low energy speeches ever. Because they took a few parts out where he was being calm. So in closing, Roger, let me just bring this up here. We've both been through the gauntlet, you and I, for the truth. And it was a lot bigger than Trump. We understand they're coming after our republic for our children, our grandchildren. If you have grandchildren, I don't yet, but I hope to have some. We got to do this as men. It's not about machismo. It's not about being arrogant. It's not about being macho. It's that I have trouble bowing down and being a slave. And look, if the globalists just wanted to run things, they stole power, but they wanted to still let everybody kind of live their life, I'd fight them, but I wouldn't risk my life. These people are so bad with the sexualization of children and all the pedophilia and all the corruption that, I mean, I have to oppose them or I am complicit. And I don't think they understand the spirit of the American people. When I get up here and I say I'm a public figure and all I'm getting is love, when I used to get a lot of hate, that is a bellwether, not of how good I am, but of how angry the public is at the system. And I don't think the system in their bubbles understands they've screwed the pooch. In closing, what should Trump do when he gets in office? You said, day one, what does he do? Fire the FBI director. Fire the U.S. attorneys. What else does he do?
Clean out the Central Intelligence Agency. Clean out the Department of Homeland Security. Find people this time to appoint to high federal office who support the America First agenda. People who are non-globalists. People who are not trying to move our country to the New World Order. People who don't think their job is to dilute what Trump is trying to do or delay what Trump is trying to do or stop what Trump is trying to do. It's amazing how much he accomplished in his first term as a non-politician and with no background or understanding, really, of how Washington works. He's now educated. He totally gets it. He is awake, and he's got it. So I asked him, for example, today about the JFK assassination documents. He said, that's it. I'm declassifying everything. That's not what he said before. So I just use that as an example. I asked him about UFOs. He said, well, I can't want to talk too much about it, but, you know, they've got some reports that are quite serious. I think you have a new Donald Trump. I think he'd be a very, very different and better president.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
But before we go to break, please remember, we're listener-supported. We're not subscriber-based. We're supported by you buying products. at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're excellent. We're selling out of X3. It's our best seller. We have to end the sale because the current sales rates in 2 weeks, it'll be gone. Try iodine. Incredible for your immune system, your electrochemical activity. Every cell in the body, it's essential. Without it, without iodine, you die. That's why they're targeting iodine, taking it out of the diet. You need it. They put the bad halogens in to block the iodine and the chlorine, the fluoride, and the bromine. You need this product. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. Take a few drops a day. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's 25% off. It is your last chance. Discover the power of activated iodine. Try iodine, true, nascent. Iodine takes your system just to the next level. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who brung the fight? You want somebody to fight for you? You want somebody who's fearless? You got it right here. We're not playing games, people, but it takes money to fight these damn wars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have products that are absolutely incredible, and get them today. Get a Trump political pressure shirt. The Alex Jones for President's almost sold out, limited edition. Get some of the new products that are there. Get the stuff that's on sale. And I'm not bitching at you. I get it. I get kind of punch drunk in this fight so long. I think, well, everybody will just do it. I can retire. And believe me, folks, I'm a fighter, but at a certain point, you know, it just becomes like, I get it, we're all punch drunk here. So Roger, how do people support you? Because I know you've got 16 lawsuits against you, you've gotten dozens defeated, you got pardoned by the president, but you're still crawling through all of that. And if people would just a little more, you know, 1% of our listeners ever buy anything, we know that. If 2% bought it, we would have 10 new reporters, and we'd be kicking ass and taking names and dominating. But instead, we're literally sitting here on empty, nervously looking at the gas tank. And I'm not complaining. I'm saying, I know the world's glutted with media, but damn it, people like Alex Jones, people like Donald Trump, people like Roger Stone, people like Tucker Carlson, we're the tip of the damn spear, people. We're the ones they're coming after. So if you want to know what horse to bet on the one that keeps winning, but the one that's bleeding frickin' snot out of its mouth and got blood coming out its ass. Because I'm not ever giving up, but I will give out if you don't support us. So belly up or roll, give us the goddamn money. Go ahead, Roger.
I'm still fighting 11 civil lawsuits filed by lunatics, left-wingers, Democrats, crackpots. Oh, I'm being redundant. This is lawfare. It's meant to make you pay tens of thousands of dollars. I still have to finance my wife's non-insurance cancer payments. I still have living expenses. Believe me, folks, they almost destroyed me. You can go to StoneDefenseFund.com, StoneDefenseFund.com. There were once 17 of these lawsuits. Today there's 11. With your help, I will win all of them. But Alex is right. I'm not quite as vociferous about it. But, yeah, I need help. There's no question about it. StoneDefenseFund.com. Please help us out, folks, and God bless you. God bless you, Alex, and calm down. I want you to have a heart attack.
Roger, I'm just being 1,000,000,000% clear here with people. I'm not bitching at the audience. I love them. They're badass. But that we've been under attack so long, they just kind of get used to us being attacked by a bunch of sharks. And, oh, there's a leg bit off. Oh, there's an arm. Oh, it is, oh, Alex is biting the shark. Roger's poking the shark in the eyeball. I'm just saying to people, do they realize how real this war is and how they're trying to get to you through us? I don't give a rat's ass about the money, except it's fuel in my army tank to politically, nonviolently run over the enemy. So I'm not bitching anybody. I appreciate all the support. But people need to understand, this is an urgency for everybody. And we're so close to winning. And look, we don't have Alex Soros giving us money. We have you. And I appreciate the viewers and listeners. Roger Stone, thank you so much.
Alex, God bless you. Take it easy. I don't want you to stroke out.
Where do you go? Where do people go? You have so many websites. Where do they get a Roger Stone Still Did Nothing Wrong shirt?
They can go to StoneZone.com in the shop. StoneZone.com. We've just redone it. The site's very, very cool. Check it out. StoneZone.com. Go to the shop. You can get your very own Roger Stone, the signed Stone paperweight that I have. You can buy all of my books. You can buy your Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt. We appreciate your support. We need your support. You can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STONE. That helps, too. God bless Mike Lindell. God bless you if you can help us. God bless you. Thank you.
Right, Alex, thank you. Thank you, Roger.
I'm worried about you.
I gave you a hell of a plug right there.
Yes, you did.
Thanks. Hey, man, I appreciate you. No, seriously, I don't like losing. But I'll tell you what I hate worse than losing. Knowing we're winning intellectually, culturally, and still, if people just put more energy into it, we would be done with these people very quickly. We wouldn't be in some utopia like they promised, but, I mean, it'd be a lot more stabilized and wouldn't have total psychotics just in complete control. I mean, folks, we're very close to nuclear war. I mean, we're very, very close to them releasing a new virus and more lockdowns. And, I mean, I'm really pissed, okay? I mean, I don't want to be locked down and watch them kill a bunch of people, maybe me and my family. I don't want a nuclear war. I mean, they're systematically cutting off all the energy, rolling blackouts that start everywhere. I told you over and over again that's coming. They are training you to be a slave. I mean, look, I mean, if my neighbor came over and his dog took a dump in my yard, I'm the type of person who would just kind of ignore it. But if I saw my neighbor do it 20 times and say, hey, dude, why do you walk your dog over to do it in my yard? And then if he got in my face, I might get a little upset. But I wouldn't get very upset because it's dog crap. Pedophile stuff with our kids, fentanyl, open borders, devaluing the dollar, World War III. I mean, folks, people think, man, this guy is really weird. No, if you knew your ancestors 200 years ago, 400 years ago, they were way, way more upset than me. They were normal, folks. I mean, if people saw their rights being taken when they'd had to fight for them before, they would get really pissed because they had just gotten their rights. And that's where I'm at. People sit there and think, like, you know, I went to the Plandemic, or not Plandemic, Plandemic 3 is the overall series, but it's The Great Awakening. And I get up there and I say, you need to get this film out or you're going to be dead. People went, man, he kind of went a little too far. I mean, they freaking killed a bunch of people with the ventilators and blocking therapeutics, and then the deadly shot millions and millions of people, and they're planning something far worse. They say targets children. And no one will ask if they release it in a year or two or 6 months when it targets kids. Why'd Bill Gates say that? Because he loves to let those of us in the know he's doing it. He's laughing about it. See, I have a normal affect. This is what people were like before we were slaves. This is what people are like. I'm red-blooded. I have a lot of stamina. I have a lot of energy. I have a high libido, just like Trump does. I'm not dead, folks. I'm not a dead person. I mean, watching psychotic lunatics run around and destroy the world, I am legitimately pissed off. I am legitimately pissed off. And I don't take solace in the fact that the scum and the left and the devil worshippers are going to be destroyed in the process of my destruction. Because I don't care about them. I care about my children and your children, innocent people. So I don't take any pleasure like, well, at least when it all collapses, they'll pay. These people are already gone psychically, spiritually. They're gone. They don't matter. I care about us. That's why I don't want the system to go down. I want to take the system and fix it. I said I'd cover a bunch of news. Now I'm just so upset. I mean, have you watched video of Peter Strzok in Congress literally looking like a cross between a gremlin and a vampire, sneering and baring his teeth at Congress? I mean, he's so mentally ill. He's so pathetic. That's the type of mentally ill person they get to run all this. I mean, it's we have crazy people running everything. And those of us that aren't nuts, they turn around and say, we're crazy. No, I'm not crazy, people. I'm not crazy at all. If I saw a woman every day who lives by a major highway put her three-year-old out and throw a ball for the three-year-old to go get into rushing traffic and no one cared, I would start yelling and screaming and I'd call the police on the woman. And the police did nothing, I'd have to stop the woman myself. It's the same thing. Everybody just keeps acting like this is normal. Oh, let me throw the ball out on the highway for the two-year-old to go get it. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then they put out that big lie, which was successful. Jones has $400 million. You don't hear about my bankruptcy anymore because it's all federally filed, all checked by the federal courts. No money. Nothing. A little bit of real estate. A house and a little farm. They know all that now. They know all that. And so you never hear about it anymore. But the lie worked with a bunch of the audience. Well, Jones doesn't need my support. He's got $400 million. It's so ridiculous how these people lie and 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 lie. It's all they do. And then all the minions of the system who are just normal people, but they think going along with the system is what a winner does. No, going along with the system when it's got cancer is crazy, like the Germans with Adolf Hitler. So, yes, go to InfoWarsStore.com. We had a big sale. I should have announced it last. You know, I didn't really plug first hour. Robert Barnes did it for me. But if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, look right there. We got the biggest sale of the year going right now. 50% off. We put up the shopping cart, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off on Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra together. Incredible nootropics. 40% off on Brain Force Plus by itself. 40% off on Brain Force Ultra. Limited time sale because we don't have a huge supply. We got a decent supply, but not a huge supply. We'll run this special for about 2 weeks. And amazing nootropics. 50% off. Thank you all for your support. InfoWars MDs launched 5 new products. Be sure to check that out. And 50% off on Super Female Vitality. Here's the bad news. Super Male Vitality sold out. Friday, there was like 100 bottles left. I think it's sold out now. But Super Female Vitality is the exact same formula. And you're like, really? Yeah, women want a pink label. Men want a brown label. It's the same formula. It's a bunch of cold press, known for stamina, libido, energy. And it's 50% off. We haven't done that in a long time. So Super Female Vitality, good for women, good for men. It's the same damn formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm going to end the Alex Jones Show. You kind of got old-fashioned Alex Jones tonight, didn't you? I've been controlling my anger, folks. It exhausts me later when I do it. I don't like it. But we're going to come back, start the next hour. I've got a lot of important news I'm going to hit that no one shorter is going to take over. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. So stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.